Buonasera! My name is Marcello. I am a tour leader with Explore.
Ciao!
Come, follow me.
Behind this 200-year-old gate is the best view of one of Rome's finest fountains.
Ah, bellissima. Look at the Renaissance detail, the sunlight in the bronze. Not everyone knows about Turtle Fountain, but you will if you explore. Search explore.co.uk and don't just travel, explore.
Hello and welcome to Thursday Thoughts. Thursday Thoughts? What the hell are they? I hear you cry. Well, my friend Polly and I meet every week over on Instagram to talk all things personal growth because she is as obsessed with it as I am. And we decided that we might as well put those conversations out as a weekly podcast. So now you can listen to us chat here on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll be talking about topics such as spirituality, limiting beliefs, ego, imposter syndrome, gratitude, meditation, confidence, and so much more. So, if you're ready, here we go. So, we're talking about strength training, and as I've just said, you will definitely be the more knowledgeable one about this. And in fact, I want to pick your brains about this because, you know, the reason we're talking about this is because strength training is something that, as it turns out, we all need to be doing, particularly women of a certain age like you and I. No offense. So do you want to start and just give a bit, because I think you do know much more about the kind of reasons around why we need to
If we do it in the context of as we age, because you know, I'm 50, you're in your 40s,
48 baby,
and I had no idea how important it was.
Yeah, same.
But having learned a huge amount about perimenopause and how we change as we age, and really from the age of about 35 onwards, we start to lose bone density. So rather than freak out about that, it's just something that happens, and it just is sort of a steady progression as we get older. But as we go through menopause and after menopause, that decline kind of speeds up. And if we don't do anything about that, then what it can do, it means that our bones can get weaker, they get more brittle, and it can lead to things like osteopenia and osteoporosis, which basically means that you're more susceptible to fractures. And actually, the current stats here in the UK are that one in three of us women will have some sort of fracture after the age of 50, compared to one in five men, which is a bloody ridiculous statistic.
Can I just ask, Polly, I've never understood that. Does that mean that we're more likely to have a fracture because we're more likely to fall over, or if we trip over, I don't quite understand.
Because even with something like osteoporosis, even if you do something like if you sneeze or you have a sort of a sudden movement, if your bones, they become a bit like an aero bar, they become a little bit kind of, they're going to get so fine and brittle and kind of almost porous, like holy, that actually they're just so fragile. So they can very easily break. So that's often you hear people like, you know, they fracture their hip and then they're in hospital. Mm. And actually it's kind of the process then of being in hospital, and those can be, that can really be quite serious.
Yeah.
So what we've got to really think about is, because we are living older generally, is how we can keep ourselves really nice and strong. And the thing is, I think, you know, lots of people think that, you know, as women, you don't want to be strong, you don't want to be muscly. But actually, we've got to totally reframe that.
Yeah.
It's not about shrinking. I think for so many years, people have kind of done exercise, or particularly strength type of exercise, because they wanted to lose weight, they want to kind of shrink. But actually, I think we really do need to reframe this. It's like, no, we need to be, let's be strong, let's reactivate those muscles, let's actually make sure, we need to have our muscles and our bones strong as we age so that we can just functionally live and we can move in a way which is going to support ourselves, just getting up, getting down off chairs, bringing in shopping. You know, you just go to an aeroplane and you have to put your bag onto the hold, you know, all these basic functions which we use every day. It's really important as we get older that we're able to do. So yes, we need to keep our muscles and our bones strong. And it's the thing is, actually, after the age of 35, it's not really a case of building those muscles up. You can, if you go on to, you know, if you're following a really a program and you're going to be building yourself up and you're going to be eating a particular way, it is literally about just maintaining your strength rather than losing it. So it's that's why it's really important. And obviously there are lots of different ways that you can do that, one of which is to strength train in some sort of way, some sort of resistance and strength training to keep both your bones strong, because you're kind of, if you're using some sort of resistance training, you're kind of putting some sort of stress on the bone, and that kind of helps keep them strong, keeps them dense, and also keep that strength in your muscle, because also your muscle mass loses, we lose muscle mass as we get older as well. So that's really important as well.
Yeah, no, it's, it's what? Oh, how weird. Thumbs up from, yeah, one thing that I just wanted to say about my own personal situation, which is that, as you know, so I've gone through the menopause. I'm out the other side, but I went into early menopause, which is something that I discovered around COVID, because without wishing to go into too much detail, long story short, I basically had a coil for however many years, and I'd had it removed. I can't even remember what it was, but basically off the back of having my coil removed, sorry everybody, it's a bit too much for Monday morning, but anyway, had this coil removed, and then subsequently my period didn't come back, and I was like, to be honest with you, I didn't even really think about it, because I just thought, oh well, you know, I know, I'd sort of heard that, you know, when you have a coil removed, your period can take a while to come back. Long story short, never fucking came back. I thought, shit, I better go and speak to my doctor about this. So sometime during the COVID years, that's all a bit of a blur for all of us, I went to the GP, or spoke to the GP, and, you know, they found out that I was in menopause, or, you know, going into early menopause. And I had to have a bone density test because of that. They sent me for like this bone density thing. And the upshot was, you know, you really need to be thinking about strength training and la la la. And it was just something that I had never ever ever even thought about. Like, you know, I've always been pretty active, and, you know, I've always, yeah, definitely always exercised and been very active, you know, throughout most of my adult life, but strength training was just not something that I'd ever even thought of. And anyway, I have relatively recently, probably in about the last, not quite a year, but about 8-9 months, when I used to work in the coffee shop, I think I told you this, didn't I? I used to work in the coffee shop with someone who was a personal trainer, really young girl, like in her 20s. And basically she very kindly made me like a strength training, sort of very basic intro to strength training. So I have been doing on and off, and I say on and off because it has been on and off. And actually, this is what I want us to get into, because I really want your input on this. So she gave me this sort of thing to do, which was five minutes of upper body, 5 minutes of lower body, and 5 minutes of like arms strength training, not using any weights, but literally like squats and you know, push-ups, and sort of just literally sort of, you know, stepping up and down, vet lunges, those kinds of things. So I have been trying to do that relatively regularly, and I've recently started adding in a very, very light weight when I do my arms. And also when I'm on my rebounder, I wear, like when I got my rebounder, it came with these like hand weights. They're really not heavy at all, but it's, you know, it's something. So when I do like jumping jacks, I feel like, okay, well, at least I've got kind of weight on my hands. to have some kind of resistance. But anyway, I keep listening to podcasts, or I've listened to so many podcasts recently about this whole thing, about the fact that we've got to prioritize this, especially as women. We've got to start really embracing strength training. And in fact, in many ways, it's more important than cardio. And we all think that we should be, you know, doing all of this cardio and la la la. And of course, it's important to get our heart rate up, but actually, strength training is equally, if not more important in some ways. So I'd love to know from you, what do you think that people like myself should be doing? And also, I'd love to know what you do, because I know that you're a real gym goer. I'm not. Come and join. Fitness Bites.
This is Sarah, who's been on my podcast Find Your Fit, Fitness Bites. So Sarah absolutely is the person who knows all about this. And Sarah has a brilliant thing called Fitness Bites, which is all about doing exactly what you're saying, Lucy, but making it into really short, small little bites, which is perfect for the busy woman. And also it just means that you can sort of fit it into your everyday.
Yeah.
You should definitely go and have a go, because Sarah did something for one of my programs, Simply Perry, and it was absolutely brilliant. So, okay. Sarah, I don't know if you're there, if you want to come up and answer Lucy's question.
Can you have people on a Zoom?
Yeah, you can. If Sarah wants to ask to join, you're very welcome.
Oh my God, Sarah, do you want to come and join us? She's not responding.
As we're talking all about strength training this morning,
Maybe she's gone. Maybe she's gone.
Okay.
Well, Polly,
I'll tell you what I do. Because, you know, I'm not a personal trainer, but I do, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people about fitness, and I probably do some sort of strength training definitely three times a week, maybe more, but I generally three times a week. So this morning I do my exercise very early. So I can sometimes do it at home, but I generally go to the gym because there's a much better array of dumbbells. I generally do most of my strength training with dumbbells. You don't have, you know, the thing is, everyone is very different. You can use body weight, but I like to use dumbbells. So I actually follow someone on Instagram. Well, I do various things. I kind of make up my own stuff, but I will try and do something for my arms, for my legs, for my core. And there is someone called C. What is she called? But she does a really good sort of 30 to 40 minute full body workout. And I will try and make sure I'll do three lots of 12 reps. Oh, she's instant. I was in a coffee shop. She would do it another time, Sarah. But I basically do three sets of 12 reps of a particular movement. So that might be a shoulder press for 12 with weights, and then I might then do maybe a squat for 12. So I'll kind of superset it, so you're basically using two different muscle groups at one time, so it makes it much quicker. So then and then I'll have a little rest, and then I'll do it again.
Can you just describe that, Polly, obviously, for the people that are listening to this on the podcast? You're holding weight. So as an example of one of the exercises that you do, you're holding weights in your hands, you're going up and down, you're going up and down with your
arms. It's really important, though, that you know you do this properly, that you know how to do this properly. I'm not a personal trainer, so I don't want to tell someone to do this and then they do it and then they hurt themselves. But for example, you know, if you're having a shoulder press, I'll have the shoulders here up on my shoulders, and yes, I'll raise them up above my head. And I'll do that for 12 times.
And what did you mean about the second thing, though, the two different...
Once I've done that for 12 times, might then get a different weight, and then I might squat.
Yeah, holding a weight.
Holding a weight. I generally do all of mine with weights.
And Polly, let me ask you, how heavy are these weights? And the dumbbells are the ones with like a handle, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah.
What weight do you tend to
you
use?
Have got to obviously go with wherever your starting point is, and that's the thing. Don't, you know, go with something which isn't right for you. at the same time, you want to challenge, you do want to have a little bit of a challenge. You know, it doesn't want to, you don't want it to be too easy. You want to, by the last few reps, you want it, you want to kind of feel it, but you don't want it to be too heavy that you can't do it. So I, for example, if I'm doing shoulder press, will use 8 kilogram weights.
Eight.
For example, eight. If I am doing a squat, it will be much heavier because of my legs, because you're using the legs, it's much stronger. So I might use sort of like a 14 kilogram weight.
But how are you using weights for your legs? I don't understand. How can
because if you've got, if you're holding a weight and then you're squatting down, you've got more, you're squatting, your legs are holding more weight rather than just your body weight. If you're holding a weight,
yeah,
it's squatting, it's using that weight as well to squat.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so you're holding, so you'll hold a dumbbell that's of, did you say 12 kilograms?
Yeah. Yeah, 12, 14.
Yeah. And then squat whilst holding that.
Yeah.
So in terms of people sort of starting to do this, if it's something they've never done before, where, like, because to me, 30 to 40 minutes is like, whoa, that's like ages. I currently do 15 minutes.
Yes.
I literally do 5 minutes upper body, 5 minutes lower body, 5 minutes core. And that consists of, literally I do, so for my arms, if I pretty much make it up, to be honest, so for my arms, I'll just hold, I mean, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, because at the moment, I was using this thing that, as I was saying, the guy in the coffee shop gave me, but actually, these days, with particularly with the arm ones, I'll just literally do, you know, like you were saying, up above the shoulder, or I'll do sort of, it'll be weird on the podcast, because obviously people can't see what I'm doing, but where I kind of do it
like a bicep curl.
Exactly, a bicep curl. Thank you, Polly. God, I clearly don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So yeah, that. Or I'll go kind of up and down, up and down, up and down. And then I'll do, so for my legs, I'll do lunges, I'll do squats, and I'll step up and down onto my rebounder whilst holding the weight in my hand. And I don't even know what it is. It's like probably the lightest weight that you can get. In fact, I need to get some dumbbells, some heavier ones. But yes, I do 15 minutes. And then for my core, I do literally classic sort of push-ups, pull-ups even. And then I do like, so lying on my back, I do kind of like I'm cycling. So I move my legs like I'm cycling. I do one where I'm lying on my back and then I sort of touch one leg down at a time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I do sort of touch my toes down one by one from a sort of, you know, having my legs bent up, I'll touch them down. So that, but it's literally, and the reps are that it's, I do 45 seconds and 15 seconds break, and then another 45 and then 15. So it's 5 minutes for each set. And that is all I do. But I personally want to up it. But for people starting, you know, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, you know, it's better than nothing, isn't it, to start with 10 minutes rather than doing
to start that. Even with 5 minutes, it really doesn't, you know, you just do what you can. I think that's the thing. There is no set time of what you should be doing. You just do what you can, and just start is really the thing, you know. And Sarah, who was on who was listening, her whole philosophy is like, yeah, just let's, you know, we don't have to necessarily go to a gym for a whole hour. Why do we need to do that? Just fit in exercise where we can, you know, into our busy lives. And yes, and you don't necessarily have to go to a gym. You can do it at home. You can, you know, if you're waiting even for the kettle to boil, can you maybe do some press-ups against the wall? You don't know, whatever you can fit in. There are so many resources also online. There are so many people who have posted free videos on YouTube where you can actually make sure that you're doing these exercises correctly. Because what you really don't want is to, you know, to cause yourself an injury because you're not doing it correctly.
Yeah.
So there are so many things, you know, so many resources. So I would definitely check those out. And it's about finding the things which work for you and which you enjoy doing. There's no point doing something which you absolutely hate, which doesn't work for you, going to a gym which is in totally in the wrong direction from where you live, or all those sorts of things. You've got to work out if it's better to do it at home, then yes, find someone who you really like to watch, you resonate with, because you're more likely to do it. And I think this is the whole thing with exercise. We all kind of feel like, oh, we've got to go to the gym and do it for an hour, and we've got to do it this way. It's absolute rubbish. It's more important about finding what works for you. But I suppose the message is, yes, we really do need to think about keeping ourselves strong, our muscles strong, our bones strong as we age. So, you know, a lot of it is functional movement. If you're, for example, a big gardener, you're going to be constantly squatting down, bending down. You might be picking up really heavy loads of soil, you know, which are waste. All of that counts. Let's not forget all that stuff. It doesn't necessarily mean that you've got to be lifting dumbbells or weights. So all of it counts. So if you have a physical job or you're doing physical activity, that all works. It's just important that you're not sedentary and those muscles and those bones are getting weaker.
Polly, let me ask you, what, so in terms of trying to like fit it in, to fit some kind of strength training into our lives that doesn't, because I, for one, I am not a gym person. I've literally been a member of a gym once in my entire life, and I went about 3 times to use their pool, and that was it. I never went back. I am not a fan of gyms. And this is going off on a complete tangent, but as you know, my podcast is celebrating all things single and child free, and I have a membership called Thrive Solo, and we have a WhatsApp group. And just yesterday, basically talking about single bugbears, right? Check this out. Someone was talking about a gym membership they'd gone to find, you know, to look at joining a gym, and there was a discount. And this is one thing that really gets on our tits being single, is the discounts that couples get. And this gym was doing a couples discount for, like, basically you as a single person, the couple, let's say, would get it for £199, right? Or whatever, and the single person will get it for £139. How outrageous is that? That is the kind of shit that we have to deal with.
Yeah, that's right. That's
199
for
a couple and 139 for a single. Like, it's anyway, this is now going off on a complete tangent.
Yeah.
But so basically, I am not a gym person. I have no intention of starting to go to the gym. I want to be able to do the strength training at home 100%. So for those people who are going, oh, I've never done this, don't know what I'm doing, what would be some examples of ways that people can literally incorporate it into their daily lives? I know you've just given the example of doing some push-ups while you're waiting for the kettle to boil, but are there any other things that you can think of that people can start doing very simply, forget weights, but just some kind of strength training that you can incorporate into your daily life?
Yeah, well, I would say, squats are really good. They're really easy. That's literally just squatting down. That's using your muscles in your legs. So, you know, you feel you can wait for the kettle to boil. Do 10 squats. Easy. You can do, so it's a squat, a push. So I'm just thinking a squat, a push, a pull, and a hinge are the four really good sort of places to start. So a squat, you can obviously squat down. A push, you could get some bottles of water, bottles of wine, whatever.
Wine.
You can just do some, start pushing up your arms easily, you know, just literally pushing them up above your head. Do that whenever you can. A pull is, that's a kind of a pulling down motion. So, I mean, again, you could just get something above your head and pull it down. Well, that's kind of a push and a pull. That's a similar thing, isn't it? You can, as I said before, a push. You can either push up against the floor, and if you want to start, you can start on your knees, or you can push up against the wall.
Good doing that against the wall? Because press ups, I'm useless at press ups, and I do them on my knees. I cannot do a freaking press up like a normal press up. It's like, it's shocking. So, I do them on my knees.
But it's a progression.
You can.
That probably would be the first stage if it was against the wall.
Right.
So and obviously the further you go against the wall, the harder it's going to get. And then you can kind of go down to your knees. And so it's just kind of gradual. As you get stronger, you'll be able to. I never ever used to have to do a push-up, and now I can. I never used to have to do a pull-up, and now I can. So it is about just little and often.
Yeah.
Just doing these things little and often. And then a hinge. So a hinge is when you're hinging from the hips. So it's almost just like standing straight and then just hinging from the hips. You can put your hands like by your ears and just hinging like that.
So basically, for anyone who's not watching this, so that is literally standing and bending forward.
Bending forward, but keeping your back straight.
Right.
Keeping your back straight and your legs sort of, you know, you can have a bit of a bend in your knee, but as straight as possible. So that's just, yeah, that's just like using that those muscles to move forward.
So you're so just for those people who are listening to this, so you're, so stand up straight, hands on hips or hands behind the head, and then you're... And then literally bending forward so that you're at a 90 degree angle, essentially keeping your back straight. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. now, before we wrap up, because God, that's gone really quickly, that 25 minutes. What else can we do? Like, are there any kind of dietary things that we should be thinking about when it comes to bone health and, you know, but like protecting our bones?
Well, bones and muscle. And
muscle, yeah. So protein, are we talking?
Yes, yeah. So protein. Make sure that we're eating enough protein. We tend, I'm constantly aware of this. I'm constantly thinking, am I eating enough protein?
Yeah.
So things like lots of beans and pulses and all of those things. Obviously, meat has protein. If you're a meat eater, you know, if you're worried you're not eating enough protein, can you add in some protein powder with a smoothie or something like that?
Greek yogurt.
Yes. That's full of protein.
Full of protein.
Yes. And in terms of your bones, I mean, it's calcium, vitamin D. So yes, just really, you know, we know that it's a kind of like, you know, those are the things which are going to keep ourselves really nice and strong.
Yeah.
So yes, I think that is everything.
Awesome. Well, thank you, because, you know, this has been really, really helpful for me as well. And I think I just think we all need to be aware of how important it is that we're thinking about our bones and how actually we should all be doing some kind of strength training. And, you know, like, it's quite clear I am not the expert on this at all, but I do know that I keep hearing from lots of different sources that it's so important, especially for women. And, you know, I love what you said about those things that you can do at home. And actually, I love what you said about doing something when you're boiling the kettle, because the number of times I boil the kettle in a day, it's a lot. And actually, it's that thing, isn't it, where you're like, you end up waiting for the kettle, and you're like, you're sort of waiting for the kettle to boil, and you're like, oh my God, it's taking ages. And you sort of, there's no time to do anything else, but you're kind of waiting impatiently, or I am anyway. So actually, that's such a good tip to do something, whether it's squats or, you know, whatever it is,
even if
you're waiting for the kettle,
even if it's five squats, if you did that every time, that's going to really add up.
Yeah, totally. And do you find that your strength is just getting better and better and better the longer and the more that you do this? Can you feel the difference?
I mean, gosh, compared to how I was, I'm definitely stronger than I have ever been. I don't know if I'm getting stronger and stronger, but I definitely am maintaining my strength.
Yeah.
So I think that's where I am. And I think I just got to carry on going just to maintain the strength. It's quite hard to actually get stronger and stronger. So I will push and challenge myself and sometimes pick a heavier weight and try and do that. But yeah, for me, the most important thing is just about maintaining my strength. And let's not forget, when you feel strong, it's so empowering. It makes you feel so damn good. Picking up a heavy weight does make you feel good. And I used to have, and also things like back pain. I used to have horrendous back pain, really bad for so many years. And since I have really focused on maintaining my strength and getting stronger, touch wood, that has all gone away, and I feel so much I do feel strong, and I love it, where I, you know, when I'm picking up suitcases, picking up heavy bags, picking up a big sack of dog food, I can do it. I don't feel feeble, and I like that feeling.
Yeah, totally. Polly, before we finish, can you just say the name of that lady who was on here a minute ago and then went off? Because I'm going to go and check her out and other
Yes,
people.
she's called Sarah Best. I've got a whole pot. She's done a podcast episode with me,
Wow.
Sarah Best, and she's from Find Your Fit. If you have a look on Instagram, Find Your Fit,
And
and
it's
she's got a
UR for
thing.
your, isn't it?
Find FINDUR Fit, and she's got a program called Fitness Bites, which is all about. It's like a membership, and it's all short, very short, bite size exercise,
Okay.
and she does all, and she does do a bit of cardio as well, but it's a kind of a focus on all of it.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Well, I think we're DONE done for
Yeah,
this week.
we are brilliant. All right,
Cool. Thanks,
fantastic.
Polly.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thanks. I'll speak to
See
you
you soon.
soon.
Take
Lots of
care.
love. Take care.
Bye.
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 Bye.